The economy's roller coaster ride during the coronavirus outbreak continues. Stocks rebounded yesterday, a day after posting their biggest one-day loss ever. The rebound came thanks partly to new efforts from the Federal Reserve to stop a recession. But U.S. stock futures do point down again this morning. We spoke with Boston Federal Reserve Bank President Eric Rosengren about the Fed's actions and for his take on the economy.
The U.S. economy going into the coronavirus problem was quite strong, but there's no doubt that the slow reaction time has caused many areas of the United States to follow what's happening in Europe. As a result, we're already hearing of significant layoffs, particularly in those industries most affected by travel, by leisure, restaurants, bars, with the hope that the company will be able to sustain itself and then hire those workers back once the problems with the coronavirus have passed.
There are economists who say that if we're going to avoid an actual recession, what we have to avoid is massive layoffs. Do you agree with that? And are we at that tipping point?
We're already going to see the unemployment rate probably go up fairly significantly over the next couple months. So what we need to do is have public health programs that quickly address the seriousness of the issue at hand. And then the Federal Reserve's role is make sure there's not unnecessary financial spillover that exacerbates the problem.
Just a few days ago, over the weekend, the Fed cut target interest rates to zero. The last time the Fed cut the target interest rate to zero was in 2008 when we entered a recession. And I'm wondering then how we read that.
So the goal is to make it easier for people to refinance their homes, their car loans, student loans. It's also to make sure that businesses can do some refinancing as well. It also helps support asset prices to some degree to have lower interest rates. So those actions help, but they certainly don't substitute for public health or fiscal policy.
You know, after the Fed made the interest rate move over the weekend, U.S. stock markets dropped precipitously on Monday and have continued to roller coaster up and down. Does that signal to you a lack of consumer confidence?
I think there's going to be a lot of volatility as people watch different parts of the country social distance. Unfortunately, it's being done differently depending on where you are in the country. We don't have a very uniform way of addressing the coronavirus problem to date. As a result, I think as people realize how serious it is, their expectations for how the economy is going to do is getting worse, and consumer confidence tends to go down when the stock market is down. Stock market valuations are down very substantially from where they were in January and February.
As we know, the White House and some in Congress, both Republican and Democrat, are proposing that the government give Americans an almost immediate infusion of cash, payments of $1,000 or $2,000, and maybe within the next couple of weeks. Do you see that as a useful and logical way to stimulate the economy and protect workers?
Well, I think it certainly does provide support for the U.S. economy and might be the easiest and quickest way of getting help to individuals. I would say by not targeting it at all, it's going to people who need the money as well as people who don't need the money. And my primary concern at this stage is people that are low-income workers, many of whom are hourly. To the extent possible, I think we should be directing a disproportionate amount of the benefits to be focused on those people that are least fortunate.
What effects do you think we'll see in the local economy as businesses close down and revenue starts to dry up? Is the Massachusetts economy going to mirror the rest of the country's, or are we a little better off because we started a little better off?
Well, we're certainly better off because we started better off. But I would say that many of the advantages that Boston has, having lots of people use mass transit, have lots of people get on elevators and tall buildings, have a lot of links globally to the rest of the world, have lots of people at great educational institutions, become disadvantages when you're facing a pandemic. I do think that Boston is taking measures, and ideally they would have been sooner, but I think we are moving with more alacrity than many other parts of the country. But I do think that this is going to be a big shock to the Boston economy, just like it's a big shock to the global economy.
Eric Rosengren, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, thank you so very much for speaking again to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good talking with you.